Yasmin, who do you think needs to write a Christmas song? Because we're coming up to Christmas, and like, I love Mariah Carey, don't get me wrong. I think top tier, wham, top tier. But I feel like we need some like good rock Christmas songs. Because obviously Slade did their business.
Yeah. I'd like Slash to write a rock Christmas song. I feel like he has the power to do it.
You can't have a guitar solo. A Slash Christmas guitar. Song.
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can.
Do you not think? Okay, fair. Because I was thinking, I think we need like Set It Off to write a Christmas tune.
No. I'd love Set It Off in the nicest way possible. No, absolutely not. That is a terrible idea.
So you want like the darkness.
I want a rocker. I want an old rock man to write a Christmas song because he's lived a life. It feels like I'm listening to Santa sing about it, but Santa if he went through a metalhead phase. Like, I know. No.
Tom Araya. Tom Araya. He is bringing the Santa vibes to... Well, he was to Slayer. Now that he's grown his big beard. Maybe a Tom Araya Christmas song.
Perhaps.
Hello and welcome to On Wednesdays We Wear Black with me, Sophie Gay, and Yasmin Suman.
Hey. Hello, beautiful people.
Hello. So, I didn't know whether we'd be able to do an episode like this, but today we are doing One Hit Wonders.
Inspired by our podcast.
What do you mean inspired by our podcast?
We're a one hit wonder. That was the joke, Sophie. It went straight over.
Why
your
are we
head.
A one hit wonder?
I'm joking.
We're not a one hit wonder. We hit it out of the park every single week.
It's a joke, Sophie.
Okay. So one hit wonders. It was kind of hard to look at, Yasmin. I nearly didn't do it because I thought I don't think we can really have one hit wonders in 2023 so much like we did back when record labels like with you'd get a charting single. But I think TikTok's brought it back.
Yeah, I think TikTok's brought back one hit wonders personally because the industry is so saturated, but we don't know right now because we're in the starting phases of the one hit wonders. But in like 4 years' time, you'll look back and be like, hey, remember that one artist who did that one album and then just dropped off the face of the earth? We're in like a new phase of the one hit wonders. Right now, we're enjoying the one hit wonders.
What's even worse? I don't think it's even one hit wonders. Thanks to TikTok, you get one chorus wonder. That's it.
One chorus wonder. Like,
that's all it is.
That is true. That is actually
isn't
true.
Isn't it?
I've been listening to some songs that have gone viral on TikTok and I'm like, the rest of the song fucking sucks, but this one bit slaps.
And I only think it slaps because you hear it so much. And that's what they used to do to us. Because obviously, most of us would listen to the radio a lot of the time or watch shows with music on. And you'd see that same song over and over again. And so you'd become addicted to it in the same way you do with TikTok. I'm trying to think of like the TikTok. There's so many one-hit wonders on TikTok.
Do you know who I was scared of becoming a one-hit wonder, but then she absolutely smashed it out of the park? Ash Nico. That first stupid boy thing that I need him. That was good. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hope they can follow it up. And they did. Mm. And like now they're an amazing, like a pop star. But for a little moment I was like, ooh, what are they going to do next? But that almost was Ash Nico. But then they released Daisy and it fucking slapped.
What's Gail doing these days?
Right. What is Gail doing these days? No hate to Gail.
A, B, C, D, E, F, U, N, U, N, U, N, U, N, U, N, U,
I do love Gail. I do love Gail. And I see Gail a lot of alternative events. And I love them. I do love them. But I do wonder, what are they doing now?
Yeah. Oh, I hope Gail's really successful. One hit
wonders. Sophie, some of the one hit wonders we work with. So I would stay silent if I were you. I would shut the fuck up.
No, I don't mean it in a nasty way. I just mean like I've not seen anything from Gail. Like that song was everywhere. And then now it's like your music. Where'd you go? Come back.
What about that? A lot of them are like poppy songs, so like not poppy, the artist, like pop ish songs. So like Roxanne. All she wanna do is party. What happened to that guy?
Yeah, I didn't really hear that one.
Where were you on? You weren't even on TikTok at that point.
Yasmin, I was on Musical.ly.
Whatever, grow up.
I was, genuinely. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm so old. And so I just put the app down for ages. And then in lockdown, I was so savagely depressed. I didn't go through the same thing where everyone was like, Sitting in the house and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Bored, oh in, God, the house, that, bored that, in the house that bored.
Freaking MXM tune, the prom one. She wrote the song called Prom.
And it's which one was that?
I'm sitting here crying in my prom dress. Where's she? Where is she?
Where are you?
No hate, Little Hoodie, but like he released that one song that did well. I have not heard from him since.
Yeah, there's a lot of like really emotional songs as well, and I'm like, where have you gone?
Where have you gone? Come back.
But this, I feel like this was when I preferred TikTok, when it was a wild, wild west up in here. Like it was, anybody could go viral, any song could go viral. And now I feel like major labels got involved in shit, and now it's just muddy. As everything, every time major labels touch stuff, it gets muddy. And so now it's all your Beyoncé's and your Adele's and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, TikTok used to be a great place to platform new artists, and I think it'll be interesting to see what it does to the music industry in the next 5 years. But one hit wonders have
way
been...
Way to make that the end of that conversation corporate, Yasmin.
I know, one hit wonders have been around longer than TikTok, though. I can think of some one hit wonders from, like, the 80s.
Ooh, the 80s.
That was so long ago. I wasn't even born then.
So long ago.
Just because you were born in the 80s. Whatever. Boo. Boo. Boo.
There were lots of one-hit wonders. Especially, I think the 90s was peak one-hit wonders. Like you did get them in the 80s, you did get them in the 70s, blah, blah, blah. But 90s was peak one-hit wonders.
Do you want to hear something controversial? Maybe I'll save this for later, I don't know. No, I'm going to say this now. My one-hit wonder, to like get the ball rolling, an album and a band I think were a one-hit wonder, simply because they haven't done anything since. American Football released their self-titled album in 1999 and it has Never Meant on it and loads of bangers. They haven't done anything since, so technically it is a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, but if they haven't done anything else, it's not as if like they didn't resonate.
Yeah, people want music from them. Will they get music from them? No. No.
I think they would have done well if they'd released more, but that's okay. That's an interesting one.
Very, very emo of them to release an album that does wildly successful and then be like, no, we're not putting out any more music. Bye.
There were a few that I was looking into where I was like, are you a one-hit wonder? For example, I was like, Soil Halo?
Oh.
Is that a one-hit wonder? And then I know people are going to kill me for saying this, but I forgot about Breaking Me Down.
Oh, my God. Do you know, controversial opinion? I feel like Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. I read the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus face down. I can't think of anything they've done since, which sounds horrible because I know they've done stuff since, but like...
Do you know how I'm going to judge this, Yasmin? Is we're going to look on Spotify, because I've got the numbers for all of the one-hit wonders that I've got of their big song compared to the rest of their songs.
Big disclaimer though, Spotify streams can be skewered, so... This will be... Take it with a pinch of salt.
They can.
On this podcast, yeah. Because we are dirty liars, cheats, and have no brain cells between us. So
I mean,
before you write in and say, Yasmin and Sophie, you're wrong about this. Yeah, we probably are.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, I'm going to challenge you on.
Okay.
Because whereas, yes, they did get 433.5 million for Face Down, their other tracks are still like hundreds of millions.
Okay.
So they've still got False Pretense.
From the same
they've
album?
Still got... It is the same album, apart from the same album.
Yeah, it's all the same album. Like, unfortunately, what is it? Don't you? Oh, what's the album called? I think like it's Don't You Fake.
Don't you fake it
in 2006? Yeah, that album they put it out. they've done stuff since, and it's great. It's great. It's not. Okay. It's not that album.
Okay, well, this episode, just to let you know, is definitely going to be one for the millennials. It's going to be a learning curve for the Gen Zs, but definitely one for the millennials. So the song I am going to bring forward, Yasmin, as a one-hit wonder, and I know it's a song I sent you to listen to specifically so that you could talk about it, and I know any millennials listening right now, this song has a special place in our heart, and we're playing it to our kids right now. The song is Green Jelly, Three Little Pigs.
you sent me this and I was like, what the fuck are you on? Like, what kind of crack are you smoking today, girly? Because this is insane.
This song was
big. Do you
know
how I knew this was old? Because it says Green Jelly Vivo. Do you remember when, like, artists would upload things to Vivo and have their own Vivo? Like, this is how I know this fucking song is old.
YouTube doesn't even feel old to me. But this song, little pig, let me in. Like, it is so good.
It's so not good.
It is so
the opposite of good.
This song has, I just like to say, 11 million plays versus the 1.3 million plays of their next single. And this song, it's just brilliant. It's just brilliant. It was just random, and it was just that, like, what they would do, Yasmin, this is the kind of song that they would always play in the nightclubs, right? And everyone would just be singing along. Like, it was the big sing-along.
Oh, so it was our generation's Gummy Bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear.
What's Gummy Bear?
I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a moving. That's your generation. That is a millennial thing, but, like, Gen Z's have adopted it.
It sounds like an advert.
No, it's a song, but I guess you're not cultured. You sent me a few things. That...
Yeah, do you want me to go through them?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm kind of confused. I can't lie to you.
Okay, another song that we'll go through next, which is another song that I knew you wouldn't know, was Marcy's Playground. This song in the 90s, yeah, I'm waiting for this song to go viral, because this song was like Goo Goo Dolls' Iris. Like, it was huge in the 90s.
Right.
And it was, I mean, Marcy's Playground with I Smell Sex and Candy, yeah. It was a tune. That song lived forever in the 90s.
Forever.
So what did you think of... Oh my God. Maybe we should do a video series on me playing you songs from the 90s that were big that you never will have heard.
And me deeply judging you for it. Yeah. And yeah, it would be great.
Kids react to. But this time it's like Gen Z's react to. Yeah, that song, like, you need to watch the video for it, Yasmin. Like, just pull up the video on your computer and look at the hair. Look at the clothes. Look at the... I'm sure there's a wooden beaded necklace. We loved wooden beads in the 90s.
Got shivers. No, it was nice. Compared to the other ones you sent me, that was probably the one I enjoyed the most.
Really? So you quite enjoyed that song? Do you know what? I was going to put in, and if for anyone who's listening to this now and is 90s, I was going to put in Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Kind of Life, but I was so obsessed with that album that it felt like I was doing them a disservice to call it a one-hit wonder. And it was just personal. Okay, so that's the ones that you probably wouldn't know. The other one I sent you was Liam Lynch with the United States of Whatever.
I remember this, seeing it on YouTube, because a year later, someone of a similar name, who looks quite similar to him, called Liam Kyle Sullivan, released Shoes, which is Shoes. Oh my God, Shoes. I love Shoes. And it's very much in the same vein of, like, satire. But I like this song.
Do you know what blew my mind? And I know probably everyone knew this, but I didn't somehow. Liam Lynch, who is William Patrick Needest, I don't know how this dude, like, what circles was he in? Do you know, Yasmin, this guy is also a film director, and he has directed some of the biggest music videos, Tribute by Tenacious D.
Oh my God.
He's done Wanna Be in LA by Eagles of Death Metal. He
did God.
Weird Al Yankovic track. He's done Queens of the Stone Age tracks. Royal Blood. Boilermaker, he did.
Who does he know?
Billy Talent, End of Me. Like, this guy is... He's in the gang.
Holy shit.
He's... And I didn't know this, but he was also in School of Rock.
That's crazy. I mean, it's a banger.
Yeah. He was a songwriter and music consultant for School of Rock. And yeah. This guy's like... I'm so confused as to who this guy is, because he is like... He does everything. But his Wikipedia, right? Yasmin, imagine this. Imagine you die tomorrow and this is your Wikipedia page. Lynch has dyslexia, two types of colour blindness and insomnia. He is also unable to burp. So yeah, that's...
Solid guy. I'll give him
solid
credit.
Okay. I've got some more if you want them, but they are ones that you would definitely know.
I want to see if my list lines up with your list, because I'm sure you've got loads. So I've got a few. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
So an obvious one, and like I think the millennials will agree with this, they are very controversial now for all of their terrible opinions, but Trapped, Headstrong.
Oh my god.
Headstrong, I take you on. Yeah, I could not name you another Trapped. I didn't even know that Trapped wrote that song until like I found out that Trapped are being arseholes. They've said a plethora of controversial things.
Like, oh my god, that guy is like, and I don't think it's even the whole band. I think it's just the front man, no?
So, let me just read you some headlines. Trapped banned from Twitter after appearing to defend statutory rape, as reported by NME in 2020. The latest blow comes after a month after they threatened legal action against Facebook, who banned them after a series of controversial right-wing tirades from singer Chris Taylor Brown. According to Loudwire, the Twitter ban sparked by a tweet from Little Tempered Podcast sharing a clip of a new episode that focused on Brown's inflammatory social media activities. And he said, allegedly, this is him, because it's obviously from the Trapped account, so you'll never know who actually tweeted it. A 15-year-old male and a 25-year-old female is not paedophilia, you fucking moron. That is a quote from Trapped. So that's just a little peek into them. But they...
Wait, so he says really controversial stuff, and then when anyone challenges him and he faces consequences, he threatens everybody with legal action? That's a real common thread with a lot of people. Hey!
God, Sophie, you're trying to get me in trouble, man. That cease and desist is sat in my inbox right now. I'm making no comment. Our lawyers are going to be so pissed off at us. Every time we make an episode...
Our legal team. Our legal team are called Reggie and Wilson, just to let you know.
You're laughing. We actually have a manager and a legal team, but okay. Okay. Yeah, sure. Play the humble card.
Okay. So, yeah, Trapped is definitely one. But the way he's been trying to make himself relevant... I follow a creator on TikTok who managed to get into it with Trapped. This guy, like, months later will still find him on different platforms and follow him, and like from the official account, like he's like a crow in the sense that he remembers his enemies.
I've got another one for you. This was my era. This is a bit more like millennial / Gen Z. Capture the Crown, because they had that one album that was just an Ask Alexandria ripoff, and it was so rife with misogyny. So there's You Call That a Knife, This Is a Knife, and Oi Mate, What the Fuck. Those are their two most popular songs. Would you like me to read you the lyrics to You Call That a Knife?
Sure.
You're nothing more than a self-centered whore. How does it feel, bitch? I'd ask where you've been, but would you know where to begin? It's time you had a change, because every night is the fucking same. Each time you go to bed, you meet someone new. Who could think highly of you? Your time is up. Look me in the eyes, you slut. Your time is up, bitch. You filthy fucking cunt. Good Lord. Good Lord. Who writes that and then goes, this is great. This is awesome.
Why, when I'm looking at it, why does... Spotify just send me to
they changed their name.
Crown the Empire.
Oh, they changed their name from Capture the Crown to Capture.
Oh, that's why.
Because they wanted to evade all the controversy of being Capture the Crown and all the terrible songs they wrote. They were just so desperately trying to be Ask Alexandria. And don't get me wrong, hot take, as somebody who was an Ask Alexandria girly, I love Stand Up and Scream, but it is very much of his time, and I don't think it could be repurposed in 2020 because of all the rife misogyny, but it still had good production value, so you overlooked how misogynistic it was. Capture the Crown made terrible music and wrote terrible lyrics. Not a good combo.
No, I don't believe you, Yasmin. You're talking shit.
No, what? Stand Up and Scream?
No, are you telling me, right? If I was to put that song on now, you wouldn't be like,
no, it's a banger because it's nostalgic.
Banger. But
like, the thing is, they were just copying Ask Alexandria. Like, if you're gonna do something, at least be original about it.
I mean, isn't that what most bands in metal? There'll be one Ask Alexandria will have copied somebody. There's always one band that does it, but does it and doesn't get that big.
Ask Alexandria, Black Veil Brides, and all of those bands just wanted to be Motley Crue.
Yeah, but
and all
Black
of them,
Veil Brides actually sounded like Motley Crue.
All of them copied The Devil Wears Prada.
There you go. That's it. There's always one band at the that isn't doesn't have the same level of credit. And it's the same with everything. Like, there's always one that started.
Everyone copied The Devil Wears Prada in the early 2000s, and then everyone copied Bring Me in, like, the mid-2010s with, like, their, like, pivot to rock. Meanwhile, the rest of metalheads all copied Architects, and I swear to God, most modern metalcore is just an Architects riff.
Everyone
Thank you and good
Bring
night.
Me.
That's my controversial opinion of the week.
Bring Me?
Yeah.
I felt like Bring Me were just copying 1975.
1975 did indie pop. Bring Me, like, pivoted to rock and then made rock commercially viable, and then everyone else was like, let's do that.
I would say it wasn't just Bring Me. I would say there was a whole thing around that. But
Bring Me and
cool.
Paramore, for sure.
Bring Me and Paramore. What, in 2010s?
And Fall Out Boy. Yeah, Save Rock and Roll, Paramore self-titled, and the Bring Me the Horizons, That's the Spirit. That was a whole thing.
Fall Out Boy, when they... So the rock scene didn't really like what they did in the mainstream when they created Mania. But I think it was 2010s was 21 Pilots. I think that was the
biggest
influence.
We'll pop in this because we could sit here all day and argue. Another one. this is going to be controversial because they do have other songs in their catalogue, but I do strongly stand by the fact that Flyleaf were a one-hit wonder.
Do you mean on TikTok?
No. In general, their last release was in 2014, and like their most successful album was the self-titled one in 2005. Like, all of their popular songs on Spotify are from that album, except like one from a newer album. Yeah, like, I'm sorry because I love Flyleaf as well, but yeah.
Do you know what? Do you remember that time when we first started the podcast and I was like, this is bullshit, because TikTok didn't know about Amy Lee yet. They didn't know about Evanescence. Like, the kids, the Gen Zs, were all about Flyleaf. And we were like, what the fuck? As millennials watching on, going, what are you children doing?
I know.
Ignoring.
I can't wait for them to do the same with emo rap in like 5 years and I'll feel fucking ancient.
It's going to happen. All right, I've got more for you, Yasmin. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I've got some really, really good ones here. Okay. Bands that I hadn't even thought of. Wheatus, Teenage Dirtbag. I was like, surely not. They must have loads of hits. And I looked into it, and Teenage Dirtbag has had 531 million plays on Spotify. And they did have a hit with a cover, A Little Respect, which had 16 million. But yeah, they've had nothing even close to Teenage Dirtbag. And I read an interview, which was really interesting, and they were talking about how that song just comes in waves and always has a resurgence at some point or another. And they just found out about TikTok and they were like, what the hell is going on? Okay, this is what happens. How cool is that?
Mad, innit? Mad.
Mad scenes. Having a look more at some of these, another one, Drowning Pool, Bodies.
Yeah, let the bodies hit the floor.
And that's a sad one because that was actually a one-hit wonder, I think, because the front man died. So he was found dead in his bunk on tour. How savage is that?
Oh my God.
Yeah, really sad. And everybody of what the rock scene are like. Everyone's like, oh, it's drugs. He was obviously an addict or whatever. But actually, the band had to put out a statement and they were like, yeah, he partied much like the next guy, but he wasn't an excessive drinker. And then they found out it was actually heart disease that
Fucking
killed him.
Hell.
He was called Dave Williams. And what's really sad is Corey Taylor, a few months ago, did an interview and he was like, he knew him quite well because he was like a long-term maggot. And so they knew each other before even Drowning Pool popping off.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yes, that's so they've got Drowning Pool have had 435 million on that song. Their next song is Tear Away, which is a big tune, 81 million. So still a lot of hits with that.
That reminds me of, even though he isn't a one-hit wonder, but Juice WRLD had that.
Oh, the Yellow Card song.
Well, no, it popped off. He did Lucid Dreams, All Girls Are the Same, like the Goodbye and Good Riddance album, and then also the Legends Never Die album did really, really well, and then he obviously passed away, and it was like...
That's so awkward.
I think he could have done really, really... Like, I think he would have been accepted so much in the rock scene, as much as Little Peep was, but wasn't given the opportunity because he passed away. I will genuinely, that death made me really sad. I will never go over that death. Never.
I don't know if he would have been accepted in the rock scene. It would have taken maybe what year did he die?
He died
2019,
2020. But like,
It needed Black Lives Matter to happen before the rock scene would have even acknowledged him.
The rock scene was starting to, like, so Pierce the Veil, like, acknowledged him in the same way that Little Peep sampled a Pierce the Veil song, and, like, those kind of bands were starting to adopt these young emo rappers, but they all died. They all died.
Sad, isn't it? Sad.
I know.
Here's another one for you, Yasmin. Lit, My Own Worst Enemy. I was like, no way this is a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
And then I looked at it. 301 million for that song, and the next closest song is like 35 million.
Holy shit. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I've just thought of one.
I've got more for you.
Okay.
You want me to continue?
Go on.
Okay, another one for you is Fountains of Wayne, Stacey's Mum.
Yeah. Okay.
That song was huge.
I've seen people dressing up as Stacey's mum this year for Halloween.
Really? What, like with the hot pants and her lawnmower?
Hot pants and the tickets to I got 2 tickets to Iron Maiden.
Oh, clever. Very, very clever. Yeah, Stacey's mum, which I don't think you could release that song today. It's a bit like there was like Bare Naked Ladies as well.
Yeah.
Do you know that song? You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Do it again now. I don't think you could release those now.
A lot of these you couldn't release now. Ask Alexandria's entire first album you could not release today.
No.
Do you know who we forgot? I've just, like, as we're doing this, right? Skillet. And I will hold that down, genuinely.
I think our American listeners will disagree with you, because in America, Skillet are something else. When I heard of them in the UK, I was like, isn't that a type of pan?
Like, they put out Awake and then Unleashed, right? But they've only had 2 albums since then, and neither of them are even close to doing as successful as those last 2 albums. Maybe not a one-hit wonder, but they definitely had their moment, and I just don't hear about them anymore.
Tell you the one band that I always think of when we talk about this, and fair enough, this person's other band was very successful, but Head Automatica.
Baby, is this love for real?
Just
baby,
that.
Yeah, baby. Do you know who else? Hello, Goodbye.
Yes.
Because you are the one. Na, 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 na.
To be fair, that whole MySpace scene had loads of like... Like, there were bands that just were everywhere and then disappeared. I've written a list of bands that I'm like, do you remember these guys? They
Millionaires
were
came back, though. I was going to say Millionaires, and I'm like, no, they've made a comeback, and I love them. I love Millionaires.
Bands that... Have you got any more one-hit wonders before
I
move on to...
so many.
Okay, because I was going to go bands that were everywhere and then disappeared.
Skillet is one of them.
Okay,
in the UK, at least.
Save any of those for those. Okay.
We the Kings.
I couldn't name their song.
Check Yes, Juliet. Check Yes, Juliet. Are you with me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boys Like Girls, because they had that one album with da, 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 Forget Yesterday. We'll make escape.
Are you sure they didn't have other hits, though? Because people still go to see them. People, like, still rock up at festivals.
Yeah. Because they have those, like, hold on. Let me. Boys Like Girls. Right. They have. That album did really well. They had those 2 albums, Love Drunk and then Boys Like Girls. But anything after that, people just kind of forget. But do you know who is my favourite one-hit wonder? Metro Station.
Oh, were they a one-hit wonder?
They were, because you look at all of their like most popular songs and it's all from the self-titled album. And then they stopped making music and started again in like... Like, they've released a few singles, but nothing
is Shake It was huge. But this shows... This whole episode is showing the power of normally record labels who get behind stuff. Because, like... So there's a song that I do not understand because nobody seems to remember it apart from me. This was definitely a one-hit wonder in my mind. But it was the band A Life Once Lost. And you probably don't even know them. But they were sounded like Lamb of God. And they had their album Hunter. And the song Vulture was a fucking banger. But you don't even hear about it anywhere. Don't know where the band went. Don't know what happened to the band. I feel like they did something. Like, as I feel like they, the way they just disappeared. I feel like they pissed off the wrong person. Or maybe they just... somebody had a baby. I don't know, but they disappeared.
They're the mandala effect. Maybe they were never real in the first place.
Maybe I made them up, Yasmin.
What other bands dropped off the face of the earth?
Okay, I've got
And I know why they dropped off the face of the earth. Like, because it all happened for a reason. I wrestled a bear once.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were everywhere for a hot minute.
Courtney LaPlante from Spirit Box and like other members of Spirit Box used to be in I Wrestled a Bear Once. They just kind of simmered away, and then Spirit Box happened, and like, you know, amazing, because Spirit Box are amazing. But yeah, I Wrestled a Bear Once. I saw them.
So did I. When did you see them?
I can't remember who they opened for, but they opened for someone, and I was like 13, 14, and I saw them, and I was like, oh my God, Courtney LaPlante.
I saw them open for Oceano. Was it Oceano?
Yeah!
I love Oceano. They were one of my favourites. Bands that were everywhere and disappeared. Radkey. Do you remember them? Super cool, vintage, like, punk sound. Really great band. I don't understand why they haven't had more love. When everyone was like, here's the 10 black bands you've got to listen to today, no one ever mentioned Radkey. And I don't know why they had that huge burst in the scene and they've been completely ignored. Another band, King 810.
I think they went away because they were a bit
what?
Controversial.
Why were they controversial?
I can't remember. There's definitely...
I think they're still doing stuff, Yasmin. Because I remember they were everywhere and everyone was like, this is the next Slipknot. And to me, I remember saying at the time, this is unfair. As soon as you say a band is the next Slipknot and they're a new band, you're setting them up for failure. But I remember King 810, because they were from Flint and there was the whole water thing going on at the time. Everyone loved them. And then I saw a gig with them and they had like yellow tape everywhere and they got people to come on stage with baseball bats. And I was like, this is a bit too theatrical for me now. I'm out, guys.
According to their Wikipedia, the band initially intended to perform at Download Festival in June 2014, making their debut UK performance, but had to cancel when members David Gunn and Eugene Hill were arrested in Detroit Metro Airport in June for assault with intent to do great bodily harm.
I think if you grow up in that kind of world, a bit like rap, innit?
I guess, but that's...
I feel like the Gen Z metalheads are too middle class.
I would be very silent if I were you. King 810 frontman David Gunn says he attended US Capitol protests, as reported by Kerrang! In 2021.
Oh, okay. I'm out.
I would shut up if I were you, Sophie.
I'm out. Okay.
From a place of birth, shut the fuck up.
Another band. Ghost Town.
Oh my God! I fucking love Ghost Town.
Right?
Creepy girls, you're just my star. Oh!
What? Ah! Why did they just disappear?
You don't understand. That song popped off on TikTok again and I forgot how much I loved it. But oh my God, I love it.
That whole... Their further albums as well were really, really good. And I know, is he called Kev Ghost or Kev something? The front man? Kev Ghost or... Anyway... I feel like he may be doing his own thing right now. In fact, I'm going to look him up on Instagram. Let's see what he's up to. Hold the line, caller. Yeah, that band was so good. I did a live session with them once and they were so talented. Kev Ghost. Okay. Oh, no, that's not him. I can't find him, Yasmin.
But yeah, that Chef Kisses, that reminded me of Scene Music, right? There is a band that are no longer... thing and we're definitely a one-hit wonder for a very good reason. Blood on the Dance Floor.
Anybody
who doesn't know,
let me just
read you a headline from HuffPost in 2019. Davey Vanity, who is the lead or was the lead singer of Blood on the Dance Floor, Darby Vanity raped child. Police gave him a warning. Now 21 women accuse him of sexual assault, as reported by HuffPost in 2019.
Absolutely disgusting.
That band isn't around anymore, but...
I was worried what you were going to say then.
What?
I was worried what you were going to say then. I'm sure we know why. And I was like, Yasmin? But yeah.
We know why he's no longer in, and they're no longer a band, but yeah.
Disgusting. Yeah. another band for you that just is, where are Crossfaith these days?
Oh my god, yeah, they Crossfaith did a song with Caleb Shomo.
What, recently?
No, ages ago.
They had so many bangers, and then I just feel like they kind of disappeared a little bit.
Ghost in the Mirror, Crossfaith, yes. Beat Caleb Shomo when he was in Attack Attack. Bro, I had a thing where I would go through every single Caleb Shomo feature and listen to it on repeat. And
Of course you did.
Do you know another band? Secrets.
Secrets? I'm trying to think.
Supported Issues back in the day.
Oh, yeah. They were everywhere for a hot minute. They were, like, supporting everyone for a hot minute.
I know. Where have they gone? Where have they gone?
By the way, oh, and I can't remember their name, so there's no point in me saying this. I found a band the other day on TikTok that are bringing back R&B vocals.
Love that. Love that.
And I am just, I'm so here for it, because you know how I talk about it on the podcast and I'm always like, you know, issues, blah, blah, blah. Why did they have to go and do that? But yeah, there are bands bringing back the R&B vocals. So it's going to happen, Yasmin. I am happy. My life is complete.
I love, what's his name from Issues? Skylar Record. I love him.
Oh yeah, we love Skylar. Any more One Who Wonders, or is that it for this episode?
No, I'm going through Spotify now, realizing the amount of bands.
Oh,
God.
We can't even touch MySpace. We haven't gone through MySpace because there are every band was a one-hit wonder for a hot minute. Like, even Gym Class Heroes. Like, what? I know Travis is back again and stuff, but
they were either they made it out or they didn't make it out because they just didn't make it out or they were terrible people. Jeffree Star.
I have got a question. I've got an I wonder whether it's because emo was so popular, and same in the 90s, that kind of rock was so popular, that so many people wanted to do it, but it was just a phase. And a lot of the ones that survived, it wasn't a phase for. And I wonder whether we're going to see that again now?
Oh, absolutely. This is going to sound so controversial, but in emo's history, it has, like, near the start of a decade, so 2000s, 2010s, there's always this boom, there's always this like big surgence around like the mid era, like 2005, 2015. It dropped, like emo, traditionally emo, drops off. Like pop punk is already kind of like over and done with, like Machine Gun Kelly, that whole like with emo, no one cares anymore. It's all about like emo, and it's slowly progressing into like metalcore emo and that like screamo wave, right? Happened in the 2000s, in the 2010s, it happened with like emo rap, and then also like twinkly basement emo came back, but it'll be interesting to see what this new wave of emo looks like. I think emo, screamo and metalcore emo will come back with a vengeance, like it did in the early 2000s, because oh my god, it was amazing. Like these metal bands who had flippy hair and looked like emo kids. Oh, good times.
Apparently, but, yeah, there's more scene kids on TikTok at the moment, like more like proper,
yeah, because hyperpop is now scene music, which is interesting.
So it'll be interesting to see like how many of these, because I'll be honest, there's artists like, I wasn't sure whether Avril Lavigne would stay alt, and I guess she kind of strayed a little bit, but she definitely came back, which is good to see.
It'll be interesting to see, and it'll be interesting, we were saying this about representation in rock, it'll be interesting to see how major labels switch up in the next few years.
Very interesting. I don't know if they will continue with rock supporting it, because I think they'll continue manufacturing it. I'm not saying anything about any artist, but I'm going to say rock is a very hard genre to manufacture in the same way with other artists. Most other artists that a lot of major labels have, they will bring in songwriters and they will tell them what to sound like, what to dress like, what to look like. I know one rock artist or two that definitely they do that for.
What's interesting as well is a lot of rock artists are blowing up because of TikTok, right? But they are one-hit wonders. Like, there are certain artists who blew up, like, last year, and now they're releasing new music, and it's just not getting the same numbers, and it's like, we're already kind of seeing that, so
I wonder if Sleep Token will survive.
No, I think Sleep Token got that. Unless they take off their masks, then no.
But then Ghost did it, and Ghost kind of, but I think, sometimes I think it's better to be, and this is going to be my words of wisdom. If I was a musician, and if you're listening to this right now and you're losing faith because, you know, everyone's telling you you need to pop off on TikTok, I would rather be a Parkway Drive than a, I don't know, Fountains of Wayne.
What does that mean?
Okay, so Parkway Drive did have a hit with Carry On, like that was their kind of breakout tune. But they never really had a huge moment. It was so slow and it was so gradual over the years that they just grew and grew and grew, which meant that they had the most dedicated fan base who will stay with them for life and they can continue growing. Same with bands like Skindred. But if you have a flash in the pan moment, a lot of your fans drop off when you drop off. And so you hit a high and you get a taste of it, but it's not sustainable.
We're already seeing that. Sips yeah. tea. Anyway, this was fun.
What's your words of wisdom?
If you'd like to yell at us, you can email us.
What's your words of wisdom, Yasmin?
My words of wisdom are, I have none.
That sounds about right.
You can email us, wewearblackpod@gmail.com, or tweet us, get us on social media at wewearblackpod on everything. I'm at Yasmin Seaman X on everything except Instagram, where I'm just at Yasmin Seaman.
And I am Sophie K on everything. And I guess that's it. We'll see you next week.
Bye, sexy sluts.
Sluts? You were listening to On Wednesdays We Wear Black. Please rate and subscribe so that we can keep doing what we do. Special thanks goes out to the Nova Twins for the badass music and Wargasm for the killer screams. See you next week.